Explore the Heights, episode 19.
Explore the Heights, where you are inspired to be more, do more, and give more. Presented by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This is episode 19. It starts with a dream. So we hope we find you well this week as we return with another podcast. And this week we talk about dreams. What do you dream about and what have you achieved with all of your dreams, amongst other things to think about? But we'll be discussing this and lots more within this podcast. But we haven't done this for a while, so let's start with asking you a few questions for you to think about during the duration of this podcast. And if you'd like to comment and let us know how you got on with these questions, feel free to do so with contact details at the end of the podcast. So, what are some of these questions? So let's have a look here. We have, what do you dream about? That's the first one. The second, have you made steps to make your dream a reality? Do you have the support to make your dream a reality? Are you living your dream and how does it feel? Are some of the questions we want you to think about during this podcast.
Yes, dreams. You know, when we were all growing up, we had dreams as kids, we had things we want to accomplish. And so dreams run our lives. Dreams help us do what we want to do. In fact, the successful stories we hear about these days, or we know about, it's about dreams from different people. So I want to start today by quoting Steve Jobs. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." You see, dreams are powerful. Dreams inspire us to action. They make us wake up every morning with expectation. They also keep us focused, drive action, catapult us to greatness, and ignite a fire within us. You see, everything we see today started as a dream in someone's mind. Dreams are fuel for achievement, success, and advancement. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. It is important that you don't underestimate the power of your dream. When your dream inspires greatness in others, causes people to live their lives they imagine, and also leave a blazing trail behind, that's a noble dream. That's a great thing. My personal dream of inspiring change and transformation in people and organizations keeps me focused, alive, and well. Everything we will achieve and ever will be is through change and personal transformation. That's why I love change. I gossip change. I dream change. Go to bed with change and wake up with change. Successful organizations have learned how to explore change, exploit it, and use it to their advantage. C.S. Lewis said, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." The song "Power of a Dream," written by David Foster, Linda Thompson, and Babyface, and performed by Celine Dion, inspired me to appreciate the true power of a dream. A line in the lyrics reads, "Deep within each heart, there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination." You need to hold fast to your dream so that it will not die. The cemetery is rich with dreams that were never brought to life. These dreams died with the people who had these dreams. Don't allow your dream to die in you. Your dream could just be a solution to someone's struggles and challenges. Your dream could be an answer to an elusive problem the world is trying to solve. You have a dream inside you that needs to be focused and released. Allow your dream to come alive. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world. Harriet Tubman. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Roosevelt. So, Felix, with that intro, can you just tell us some stories of people who dreams, you know, stories of successful dreams that we can just help our listeners with? What are some of your stories?
Yes, as we had done something similar in previous podcasts, and we talked about some of the people who had successful stories. For example, J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books, and who really struggled to get herself published. I had already shared that story, so I thought I'd go a bit personal this time with sharing some of the stories of this magnitude. And the story that comes to mind is one about A Deep Voice, a project that I ran for quite some time. Unfortunately, it's no longer running at this moment due to other issues that predate the pandemic, but maybe we can come back to that in the future. But I went to work for actually a friend of mine, and I came to the office one day and I said to him, you know, I like doing podcasts, I like listening to podcasts and the radio. And he said to me, you know what, Felix, I want you to help me with something. I said, sure, what can I help you with? I liked your podcast on music throughout the years, and I want you to do something about disability, people who have disabilities who live within this area. I said, right. My first thought was, how am I going to do this? This could be interesting, it might be even difficult, but I simply said, sure, I'll give it a go. Cutting a long story short, a year later, the podcast was finished, it was edited, and it was ready to be released. And the my then supervisor said to me, or my friend said to me, that, you know what, I want us to think big. I want it to be a project. I want it to even see how it can help you grow as a person. I said, sure. So we started launching it. A simple podcast became a project to help people with disabilities, enrichment activities, you know, because youth clubs were closing and stuff like that at this time, and also help them for the world of work, because once you leave college or university, things have changed. So it started growing, and something that I'd never thought about became my dream. I became obsessed with trying to make this happen. Obviously, like I've said previously, there were other factors that I didn't think about that made things a little bit difficult for me to achieve. But the one thing I learned from this whole experience was having a dream and following it through and doing everything you possibly can to make it. Because when you try, you can always do it. And that's what I learned.
Very, very fascinating story right there. And thank you very, very much for sharing that story. I would like to share a story of two people, and our listeners will know these names because they are names that we've come to appreciate because of the contributions they've made and how they've achieved a phenomenal success. The first story is about Jennifer Lopez. You see, Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo, was born July 24th, 1969 in the Bronx, New York. J-Lo, when she was 18, had a falling out with the mother over not wanting to go to college so she could be a full-time dancer. She ended up having to sleep on the couch at her dance studio. But her "this is what I have to do" motto kept her moving as much as her dancing feet did. Lopez began her career as a dancer, appearing in stage musicals and various music videos. In 1990, she won a national competition and earned a spot dancing on the popular Fox comedy television series In Living Color as one of the fly girls. A series of small acting jobs followed, including parts in two more series and a TV movie, Nurses on the Line, The Crash of Flight 7 in 1993. So you can see, she had the dream of being a great performer, a great dancer, and she did it. The other story, or the other person you'll be familiar with, is Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is the household name nowadays. It has not always been like that, though. Before he became famous, Steve said, "I was miserable in my life. I didn't like waking up. I have no purpose. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing." But on October 8th, 1985, he walked into a comedy club for the first time on advice from a girl named Gladys and signed up as a stand-up comedian. While he was trying to be known as a stand-up comedian, he needed the time to follow his passion and dream. So he went and quit his job on October 9th. Steve said, "That decision cost me everything I had. I lost everything. I lost my family, lost friends. I lost everything. I became homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years, but I just saw this vision of succeeding as a comedian." He pursued his vision, believing that taking chances in life will eventually pay off. He said, "But I had faith it would all turn around. I kept believing I was going to make it," giving himself motivation he needed to keep trying, eventually ending up on Showtime at the Apollo. And the rest is history. Again, story of Steve Harvey that is fascinating. Steve has so many television shows and so many other things, that projects that he continues to work on. He continues to inspire people around the nations of the world. So with those stories, let's now get into hindrances to achieving your dream. You know, to achieve a dream, there are hindrances on our path. So let's look at some of those hindrances. And again, Felix, you can take that.
Yeah, sure. Not a problem. So the first section I want to talk about is comparison, or comparing yourself to others. People don't often realize that the person you are, the person or the people that help you on your way to become great, have their weaknesses, have their strengths, and often you may find that they really work hard to make you look good. But for whatever reason, there are people who just simply think, "Oh, I want to be like that person. That person's got a lot of money, or this person has a car, I want that too." But these people don't often realize, the people who have got there, who they admire, admiring itself not being a bad thing, want to be like those other people, and don't realize that those people have gone through, may have struggled, just like, you know, Jennifer Lopez might have done, and J.K. Rowling, for example, but they don't see the hard work that other people have actually put into place for them to get as high as they've got to. So never compare yourself, and always be happy with the person you are, because you are your own person and you have your own story. So that's one thing people who compare themselves struggle with, and it's never a good thing. I think at some point we've all done it, but it's not something we should really be doing. Another thing is also perfectionism. Again, working to make stuff perfect is not a bad thing in itself. But if you're always wanting to tweak this, tweak that, this can always be better, has a limit. In the end, you start to lose clarity of where you're going with the whole thing. And in the end, you end up with something that you don't simply recognize, because you've just worked yourself to the bone. You've maybe treated other people badly, and you've just caused more issues. I had at least one more here. Just a second. So, and the other final thing I was going to really say on this is that when it comes to perfectionism, these people also find themselves in really constructive habits. Some of these habits include working longer and longer hours per week, not resting properly, and just simply being obsessed with that perfection which can never come. So that's the second. I have one more thing here that refers to hindrances. Caring about what others think. We all have family and friends that we all love and care about dearly. But whilst their advice is wonderful and appreciated for most of the time, sometimes it becomes too much. There is a saying that too many cooks can spoil the broth. meaning that if you constantly add cooks, the what you're cooking can start to taste a little bland or become spoiled because there's been too many input within that product. Same with ideas. Consider this for a moment. You run a business and you have your ideas of how to make it succeed. You have your friends and your family who are telling you you need to do this, you need to do that. In the end, those ideas become the business and your ideas get shelved because you've not spoken up and said, actually, whilst I appreciate what you're saying, I actually want this, no matter how bad it is. And that's some of the hindrances that people should look out for.
Very, very good. Very, very good. I have a number that I will add to Felix what you have just talked about. The first one I want to talk about is about waiting for somebody to do something about your dream. You know, if it is to be, it is absolutely up to you. Nobody will be able to do your dream. The other one is not believing in yourself. I used to have this thing in my house that says that believing in yourself is the first step to success. And Felix, I know you talked about perfectionism. I just wanted to add something here to say you don't have to be perfect to start, but when you start, you can be perfect. Or put differently, you don't have to be great before you start. You start and then you will be great. Waiting for a perfect timing. There is no perfect timing in starting on your dream. Start now. Do something about it every single day. Negative thinking will hinder your dream. So stop talking yourself out of your dream. The other one is being a people pleaser. You know, pleasing people is a full-time job. Stop pleasing people. Do you. Be you. The other one is fear of failing. You know, do it afraid and fail forward. Giving up too early. Dreams take time to be fulfilled. Dreams take quite a long, long time. So some people give up too early and then they don't achieve the dream. Keep going. Keep moving. Fear of succeeding. Some people are afraid that if they succeed, oh, they may have to spend a lot of time away from family and all that stuff. So some people fear succeeding and therefore they don't achieve their dream. Others want instant results. You know, impatience. No, be patient. It takes time. Fear of change. You know, the only constant we have is change. And so embrace change, explore change, work with change, make change your greatest ally. Lack of clarity regarding your dream. Be clear on what you want in this life. Clarity brings focus. Clarity helps drive action. And the last but not the least is the curse of procrastination. Stop making excuses. Stop postponing what you want to do regarding your dream. So these are some of the hindrances. Listeners, you have more, but work on these hindrances, these weaknesses, if you have them. So, Felix, we've always told people that we'll just not give them things that they're going through, but we'll also help them. We'll give them some ideas, some suggestions in achieving dreams or in doing whatever they want to do. So how can we help people achieve their dreams? What are some of the things people need to do to achieve their dreams? So, Felix, again, take it away.
Yeah, thank you very much there. Yes, let's get into this then. So since we're talking about dreams, I think the best place to start is by simply dreaming it. The best ideas are just simply dreams. Let's take an example here. James Dyson, the inventor of the cordless vacuum cleaner, he had an idea that he wanted to make a vacuum cleaner that was easy to use and was cordless. You know, for example, you try to vacuum your stairs and then the cord gets stuck round the pillar that, you know, for the staircase. Or you wanted to go and vacuum your car, but the wire won't reach. Or in most cases, there's no plug outside. So he built a cordless vacuum cleaner and it really did well. And, you know, he's earned millions and yes, he's living his dream. Another example is Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. He had an idea that he wanted to allow university students to speak to each other and connect from different universities. It started off really small within his local university and got his friends on it. Obviously, the way we know how Facebook works. You add your friend and your friend adds another friend and so forth, creating a network. And that's how Facebook was born. Again, it was created by simply dreaming it. Without a dream, you have nothing to work with. So, let's say you've dreamt it, you've started. What's the next step? Believe it. Believe in your dream. If you don't believe in your dream, no one else would. Or no one else will. I mean, as far as I'm aware, most of us aren't mind readers. So if you don't believe in your dream, no one else will. Believe in it. Back it 100%. Allow people to back you and support you. Say, I want this idea. I want to achieve this. Will you help me? And if you say something along those lines, I'm pretty sure they'll be like, yes, you know what? I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, let's do it. And that's how you can achieve your dream. Finally, let's look at see it. What does your dream look like? What form would it take if it was to take a physical form? You see, the best ideas are shared by telling your friends and telling your family what you want to achieve or what kind of business you want. You can achieve a lot more. Let's take the example I gave earlier of James Dyson. James Dyson wanted to create a cordless vacuum cleaner. People thought, oh, that's crazy. You need a lot, you know, is it going to be battery powered? How long is the battery going to last? He said, well, I can do that. And then we can probably recharge it afterwards. But no one believed him. They thought, well, he was a bit crazy. But he did it and he made it. So those are the three things I think that are really important regarding achieving a dream. Let's see. Dream it. Believe it. And of course, see it.
Very, very, very good. Well put, simplified for people to digest that. So how do you achieve your dreams? Number one, visualize the finish line. You know, when athletes wanna win a race, they always are focused on the finish line. Visualize the finish line. When all is said and done, what is your dream? How will it look like? Where would you be? What would you be doing? Identify a product or service to solve problems. Help people or a business do something. That will help you achieve your dream, because your dream is to help somebody do something. Create value in the marketplace. When you continue to create value for people, you will achieve your dream, whatever the dream is. Go the extra mile. It takes effort. Go the extra mile to please your customers. Go the extra mile to achieve whatever you want to do. Help people. Go the extra mile. Have a mantra. Never, never give up. You see, stop focusing on the past, because the past continues to want to take you away from your dream. The past is in the past. Leave it there. Be ready for the future obstacles. There is no dream achieved without obstacles. The obstacles will come. So be ready for those things and work through those obstacles. Set high standards and be a person of excellence. You know, when you're a person of excellence and your standards are high, people will come in on your dream and you'll be able to make money. You'll be able to help people. You'll be able to do more. Make up your mind never to quit in the tough times. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. The tough times will come, but don't give up or quit because of the tough times. Plan the journey with time slots to rejuvenate, recalibrate, refire, and celebrate quick wins. Because, you know, the journey of your dreams takes time. So make the time to rejuvenate, recalibrate, refire, and celebrate quick wins. Stop being in your head. Stop being in your head. Stop just, talking yourself out of the dream and always being on yourself. Be kind to yourself. Nurture your dream like we nurture the growth of a plant or anything. You got to nurture the dream. Stay focused on your dreams. Follow through on the actions and be consistent. Do something each day regarding your dream. Take full responsibility for your results and the way they shape out, because a lot of times we blame people for not achieving our dreams. Take full responsibility. In fact, where you are today is not anybody's fault in terms of on your career to success. You have to take full responsibility for where you are. Take full responsibility for your dreams. Don't allow yourself to make excuses or justify those excuses. Excuses be gone, because excuses will stop you from achieving your dreams. So stop making those excuses. Develop long-lasting relationships, because we need to work with people to achieve our dreams. So develop long-lasting relationships and stop procrastinating and say no to the comfort zone. So before we wind up, Felix, you started with dream it, believe it, see it. And what you've just talked about, this gentleman, Chris Widener, came up with the 7 steps to achieve your dreams. And Felix, you've talked about 3 of the things he mentioned: dream it, believe it, see it. The other 4 in his list says tell it, plan it, work it, and enjoy it. Tell it, Felix, you touched on it. Let people know about your dream. Don't keep your dream to yourself. But be careful, when you are telling your dream, you should be telling people who will support you in the dream. Plan it. No dream can be achieved without a plan, a strategy to execute it. Work it. Take action. If you work it, it will work. You have to work your dreams and enjoy it. You know, when you are enjoying your dream, when you are enjoying the journey of the dream, and when you are enjoying what you're doing, you will surely achieve your dreams.
Yes, nicely put. And you might have noticed I actually did that deliberately, because I know how good you are, and I knew you would have filled in the other 4. So thank you for that. But that's absolutely perfect. So yes, go out and live your dream and tell us about it, please. When you've made it and you've used this podcast to achieve your dream, please tell us about it, because we would love to hear about your success. Right. Also, before we leave you on this particular episode, don't forget about the questions we told you about at the beginning of the podcast. Fill them out and drop us a comment with how you've got on, and you never know, maybe we might read them out in the future. But that's all that does it for this particular episode. Thank you once again for listening. It really means a lot to all, to both of us, for you for listening and being here. But as I always say, remember to like, share, and tell your friends, and be back here for the next episode. Thank you very much. Bye for now.